Happy Woo Wednesdays! Woo woo! If you are slow right now and need a brand and business makeover, go to my IG at Carissa Woo and comment the word demo. This is only if you are ready to step into your power, level up, and be the go-to vendor in your area. I will send you a 20-minute demo training on how to get 10 to 15 quality leads in your inbox a month. So today I have Tanya Pushkin in the Get a Heck Yes house. She is the vow whisperer. Wedding pros, send this episode to your couples getting married so they can have the most epic ceremony. Tanya's story about how she got started as a ceremony coach is the best story I've ever heard. I swear you are going to love this episode. Enjoy. Welcome to Get a Heck Yes with Carissa Wu. I'm your host, Carissa, and I've been a Los Angeles wedding photographer for over a decade. I've traveled the world, built my team, and seen it all. I now coach wedding photographers hit 10K a month and build a thriving business. In this podcast, we are going to deep dive into how top wedding creatives get that heck yes from their dream clients. We are not holding back on the struggles of the business and how to push through the noise. Some healthy hustle, mindset shifts, up-leveling your money story, time hacks because I'm a mom of two, a little bit of woo-woo, and most importantly, self-love and confidence are just a few of the many things we'll talk about. I want to give you a genuine thank you for following along my journey. I hope to inspire you every Woo Wednesdays so that you say heck yes to listening to this podcast. See you guys soon. Hey everyone, welcome back to Get a Heck Yes with your girl, Carissa Wu. I have Tanya Pushkin in the house. She is from The Vow Whisperer. She's amazing. A little bio about her is after careers as an actress, oh, I could tell you're so beautiful, and in the corporate world, Tanya created a niche path in the wedding industry 4.5 years ago. She works globally as a producer of epic wedding ceremony experiences. Although she is based in New York, her clients are global. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you, Carissa. It's really nice to be here.
Yay. So our hot topic today, just letting everyone know, it's how to create an unforgettable, extraordinary ceremony. So this is going to help wedding pros and also my couples listening as well. But before that, I want to ask you, Tanya, tell me a little bit about yourself. And even you could go back to growing up and what you were like as a kid, that far back.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I love that. No one's ever asked me that before. I love it. Okay. I actually was born in Brussels, Belgium. And my father was an American conductor, musical conductor, and my mother was a painter. And they met in Belgium where I was born. At one point, my father, was a successful conductor in Europe, but he wanted to come back to America. So we all moved. I was a teenager and moved to this country. And then I went to Juilliard to study acting for 4 years, and then had a pretty amazing acting career for about 10 years. I was super lucky. I think going to Juilliard and having that on my resume was huge.
Wow.
And so I did, you know, for 10 years, I worked pretty much nonstop. And I changed careers completely. Full disclosure, I was married to a man at the time who couldn't hold a job. And I, even though I was successful as an actress, you don't ever know when your next gig is coming. You don't know. It could be tomorrow, could be in another year. And one of us had to figure out a way to make a stable, secure income. Yeah. So I taught myself. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. And because I was an actress, I basically faked my way up the corporate ladder.
What?
And I did. I ran public relations and corporate philanthropy for several fashion and beauty brands.
Wow.
And I loved it. I had amazing experiences. I worked with Beyonce. I worked with Lady Gaga. I had such an incredible run. And then my second, when I got remarried, it's almost 5 years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was covered by the New York Times, one of those big vow stories that they do on Sundays. And the writer was at the wedding and during the reception, she comes up to me. She said, Tanya, there's a calling here for you. And meanwhile, okay, I knew nothing about weddings. I was in the corporate world. We wrote our own vows, but we didn't know what we were doing. And my daughter officiated, and I kind of wrote the ceremony with her, but had no idea what we were doing. But meanwhile, this New York Times writer says, Tanya, you need to go into the wedding industry. I have covered hundreds and hundreds of weddings for the New York Times. I've never seen a more beautiful ceremony. I was like, okay. Meanwhile, I'm in a pretty lucrative, glamorous, you know, traveling the world job. And then I gave it all up. I gave it all up. Yeah, like about a month later, I said, I'm going to go for this. And I did not have a business plan. I didn't have a strategy. I just had an idea. I wouldn't encourage people to suddenly, you know, I mean, to this day, my husband says, so where's that business plan? I still don't have it. But, you know, so it's been, what's really amazing about what I do now is it's a full circle back to my acting days. Because with vows, when I'm practicing vows on Zoom with a person, and I work, I'll get into what I do in a second, but when I'm practicing with somebody, I'm teaching them acting skills. Wow. I'm teaching them how to enunciate, how to project their voice, how to have the right body language. All of that is acting. And then when I officiate weddings, it's a performance. So I'm kind of like all the way back at the beginning, which is really cool and fun. So, you know, all those years of regretting leaving the acting world, kind of, you know, somewhat doing a little bit of it.
Oh, that story is amazing. I want to ask so many questions, but my first question is, tell me about this wedding. Like, why was a New York Times guy even there? And walk me through, like, what I'm sure it was so special, but and anything, like, yeah, paint the picture a little bit.
Well, so the writer found out about my story, and what had happened is that my husband proposed over 15 times. And with dollar, like, cubic zirconia rings that he would order from China, and, like, they kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, like these huge rocks. And he kept, like, getting down on his knee in, like, the middle of the park or in a restaurant or in the kitchen. I mean, he just kept – and I mean, it became a joke because meanwhile I was designing my real ring. But he just kept doing this, you know, made in China routine. And it was hysterical. And the writer found out about, you know – so she decided to write the story, and the headline is something like, he proposed more than 14 times or something like that. Oh, I don't remember. I know, it was fun.
Did you post on, like, Facebook or Instagram and it went viral, or what happened?
Oh, you mean the proposals?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't at the time. I didn't, because to me, like, well, I mean, Facebook, it was my personal, I don't know, I just didn't. But I've posted about it since with my business. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was, okay. It's cute.
Okay. So paint the picture of, like, your wedding and, like, maybe the setting and what was said. And I mean, I totally believe you 100% that it was, like, the best one he's ever seen. So I kind of want to know, like, a little more details.
Well, what's interesting is when it's a second marriage, and I marry people for the first time, and sometimes I'll do a vow renewal for a couple that's been married, but for the most part, you know, it's a first marriage. A second marriage is totally different. A second wedding, first of all, I didn't wear white. You know, that was the first thing. I was like, there's no way. And it was a lot more about creating, it was not seeking this perfect first wedding. Like, it was more about creating an amazing, at the time, people were not talking about the guest experience so much as they are now. Mm. Now it's a big trend. 5 years ago, it was not about the guest experience, but we created that. Not on purpose. It just happened to turn out that way. And the ceremony itself, I've tried to recreate this and I haven't quite yet, but my daughter, who was like a stand-up comedian doing this ceremony, she it became an immersive experience. Like the guests were part of the whole ceremony.
Wow.
And my husband, he went first with his vows. This is amazing. When you're a photographer, when I look at my ceremony photographs, we're not looking at each other. We're like talking to our guests.
Wow.
A lot of the time, and bringing the guests into the whole moment. It was not by design. It was just the way it worked out. So the writer at the end was like, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this before. But it's not like we set out to do anything different. It just happened to be. And we did it in a kind of an unusual place, like kind of hipster-ish in Brooklyn, in a winery in Brooklyn. And it was very rustic and these big vats of wine everywhere. And it was just and then communal tables, like all these long rustic wooden tables with mismatched china. Nothing was perfect about it, you know? And there was something about planning a second wedding that's just really different.
Aw, how did you meet your hubby?
Bumble.
Oh, shout out to Bumble.
And part of the New York Times story was my husband had a spreadsheet. He's a finance guy and life is on a spreadsheet. Everything is on a spreadsheet. And his whole dating life was on a spreadsheet.
Oh.
And I was number 82.
Oh.
And yeah, you know, and he had done, you know, he had, everything is very linear with him. He would go out on like 5 dates a week and, you know, enter all the criteria and all the stuff in the spreadsheet. And when he met me, he said he deleted the spreadsheet. It was over.
Oh, Tanya. Yeah,
I know. Really so cute.
I love that. Oh my God. Okay. So now I want to talk about this aha moment when the New York Times guy, he just says like, your wedding was the best wedding I've ever seen. Like you have to make this into a career. What was like the leap, like jumping out of like your amazing corporate job and then just taking the plunge? Like what was that mindset that you must have been like, your world must have just been shook at that time.
You know, I must have been really ready for a change. I'm assuming I must have been, because to suddenly leave this big thing, this big life I was leading, and a really big paycheck, and a platinum Amex, which I've never had since, and an expense account, like which that's not part of my life anymore. You know, I left all that behind, and I think it must have been, I mean, as corny as it sounds, a calling. It was like, this is something I needed to do. And every single day, I am so thankful I made this decision.
Wow.
You know, and it's because I know that I make an impact on people's lives. So every day when I'm told, you know, you created blah, blah, blah for me, and you did this for me, you know, it's like, wow, I really made a difference.
Mm.
And that's the gift I get every day.
That's so cool. A little backstory about me. My parents are kind of like actors too.
Really?
Yeah. So they're called like twowoos.com. And my dad, like his whole career, like in his 20s was acting. And then he did corporate and then got out of it. And now they started doing acting in the retirement years. But for my grandpa's funeral, like they're very into like stage presence or like presence of Toastmasters. And they told everyone, they're like, oh, like get up if you were from England and grandpa like brought you over here. And like, they made it like a big story and like very interactive. And like, everyone was like very emotional. Like all these families wouldn't be there if my grandpa like didn't help them come over to the US.
Right.
So I understand like the experience that, the power that you have to give your whole audience, and it changes the game. It changes the whole wedding. Like people feel more connected. They feel more alive and they feel more love. So what you're doing is so, so incredibly powerful. And obviously I've done like a bazillion weddings. So I know the difference between like a good ceremony and a bad ceremony. So tell me before we get into completely hot topic, but what does your business like look like today? Pardon this short interruption, but guess what? I have a new program. It's for all wedding professionals. It's called the Triple Threat. We redo your brand messaging, the homepage of your website. Part two is we do all your marketing. We create a beautiful brochure so you could start getting on preferred venue vendor list. And we do all your sales. So we actually make you a sales presentation leading your client to the heck yes so you get paid. I have a free 20-minute demo training. It's only 20 minutes. Go to my Instagram at Carissa Wu and DM me the word demo. I will send it right over. It's how to get 10 to 15 quality leads in your inbox per month. Enjoy, guys.
Carissa Wu is a LA-based wedding photographer who's actually turning business coach. She helped me grow and change, and I'm so proud to call you coach.
Tell us how you're feeling. Like, I want to just know a little bit more about your thoughts.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and you're awesome. It's beautiful. I'm speechless.
I just like the fact that it feels like myself. Like I feel myself when I see this.
Oh man! Well, you got me pumped and excited for this, Carissa. Thank you.
So the Vow Whisperer, I have a little team, which is wonderful. I have different people doing different things. And it's, you know, I'm a one-man band here, but I do have help, which is nice. And the business has really grown in the 4 years or so. It's grown. And the one thing, though, that has changed is when I started it, I was the only person working with vows. And now I have a decent amount of competition. And I didn't when I first started, but my method is very different. I'm not a vow writer.
Okay.
And the competition, these people are vow writers. And they are basically, you hire them, they interview you, and you know, a week later you get your full set of perfect vows. And that's not my method at all. I work very much using the person's own words because I don't want to write something that I'm not feeling. I want them to use the words that they feel. Mm-hmm. So we work using their words and it's very collaborative. We go back and forth and I'm basically holding their hand. I'm guiding them. I'm advising them. I'm, you know, helping them through the whole process and then practicing the vows with them on Zoom as if I'm the person they're about to marry.
Yeah.
And you know, and so that work is, you know, sometimes I do need help. Sometimes I do need a writer. Sometimes, you know, someone will get in touch with me a week before the wedding and there it's like, okay, we can't do my method. We're going to have to bring in a writer.
Interesting.
To do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely a coach. One more question before hot topic. So you pretty much started like 5 years ago when you got married, but your business exploded. Now you're published in New York Times, Brides, Martha Stewart Weddings, Washington Post, Maria Claire, Elle, Betches Bride, Loverly. You know, you just exploded. But what is like your best heck yes technique? Like how do you get your heck yes from your dream client, especially just when you started out?
So I think, I really believe it's all about chemistry. I think when I have what we call a discovery call, you know, where I meet the couple for the first time and they've reached out to me, whether it's for vows to marry them or what a huge part of my business is now is, so you know this as a photographer, so many ceremonies are led by family members or friends who have no idea what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And a huge part of my business is coaching these people. I also take off of their shoulders the burden of writing a ceremony. They do not have to Google, how do I write a wedding ceremony? They don't have to do that. I do that for them with the couple. So it's usually the couple who will hire me for that. And then I coach this person on all the logistics, how to get out of the frame for the kiss, for example. As you know, that's like, that frame, that photograph is the money shot. And yep. if the officiant is standing there, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't look so good. So I coach them on absolutely everything they need, how to fill out a marriage license, all of that stuff. So the business has different services, but it all comes down to that discovery call and having chemistry with a couple. We either like hit it off or it's really difficult. Yeah. And, you know, I book a lot of them and then I don't book some. It's the way it works. So
yeah, I mean, you know. One thing I have to say is when people get on that call with you, I'm sure a lot of weight is lifted off their shoulders knowing that their ceremony is going to go smoothly. And also it's going to be epic and unique and different and stand out, because that's pretty much like the first thing that happens at a ceremony.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So it's, I feel like if that goes good, then I feel like everything else is kind of more of a breeze, right?
You are so, so spot on, because when you think about it, that's the first touch point that the guests have. They arrive for the ceremony. Those first 30 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever they are, they need to be, that ceremony needs to grab their attention. They need to walk away from that ceremony going, oh my God, that was amazing. I'm ready for my cocktail. You know, and it's also for the couple, it's the start of their marriage, that ceremony. It's so important.
Wow. It is the start of their marriage. I didn't have a rehearsal dinner for my wedding and I didn't have a coach for my vows. And like, we forgot, like my uncle was supposed to say a prayer. And then we forgot to do like the flowers to the mothers. And, you know, it was just like, you know, hello. But, you know, there's so much other things that you have to think about. But I think I've kind of wish, you know, I would have focused more on the ceremony because it's very special. Let's get into hot topic. What is your hot topic, Tanya, and why is it so near and dear to your heart? Obviously you share it, but you could say it again.
Well, I think creating an epic wedding ceremony should be a priority. And very often it isn't. Very often it's forgotten or it's last minute. You know, people don't focus enough on this. And it doesn't have to be an enormous amount of work. You know, you have to hire the right person to marry you. And if it's going to be, couples very often think, oh, I'm going to have a family member or a friend officiate because that'll personalize it more. Not necessarily the case. Because I know with me, when I marry people, by the time I show up at that wedding, I'm a friend. I'm not a stranger.
Totally. Yep, yep.
You know, we've gotten to know each other. There's so much, it's an intimate, it's like the analogy is very much with a photographer. You have a very intimate relationship with that couple for those 6, 7, 8 hours, whatever it is. And I have it before the wedding, where we've created this relationship. And if we've worked on the vows together, wow. I mean, I know everything. I'm a pseudo therapist to these people.
Totally.
You know, so by the time, if I'm marrying them, by the time I'm there at the ceremony, they're like, I mean, it's hugs and kisses. And I take care of my couples really well. I'm very nurturing. Very often a planner will tell me after the ceremony, thank you for taking such great care of them. And that is something that I feel is a wow thing that I can offer. But back to prioritizing the ceremony, it's important for so many reasons. And so find the right person to marry you.
Yes.
You know, that's important. And then dedicate the time to crafting that ceremony so you're not surprised at what someone's going to say and that it really reflects who you are as individuals and as a couple, whether it's bringing in cultural elements, which I'm all about. I always ask people, like, what is your ancestry? Where are your grandparents from? Is there something in your ancestry that we can bring in? You know, some really cool ritual or tradition that was done in their weddings, their, or your parents' weddings? You know, are you half Muslim and you're half this and you're half, and you're in full, whatever it is, let's bring that in, because that makes it a ceremony unique. It's not just the traditional, you know, blah, 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 which is boring. And it's also about, you know, choosing the right readings or poems, for example, that really reflect who you are. I just did a wedding this past weekend in Napa Valley where, you know, they were of total different ancestries. And one was is a Spanish speaker. So we had a poem written by a Spanish poet read in Spanish. So do things that are unusual and that make it more special.
Yeah. And I think another tip is like not rushing through the ceremony, because I hear that all the time. Like, oh, we just want to do like super fast.
Right.
Like as fast as possible.
Yes.
Like, no, you actually are paying big money to actually have these extra hours at the ceremony.
Right.
If not, you could just do a party. So take the time to make it special, because some of the family members have not even met like your significant other.
Right.
And they don't know you or your love story. So it's like, bring them in your world, bring them in your love story. Like, it's almost like a movie. So it just, yeah, make it experiential, like you said.
Exactly. It's storytelling. And it, you know, guests actually love a good ceremony. So I, you know, when I get that couple who says, I want this as fast as possible, I try to explain, okay, we can absolutely do a 15, 16 minute ceremony. I'm not a huge fan of it, but we can, but not anything less. You're gypping your guests. They want something beautiful. They want something memorable. They want to emote with you. They want to hear your story. Mm-hmm. You know,
they're dying to laugh. They're dying to be like, ah!
Yes, you know, like, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely. I love that. Funny question, but do you have any tips and tricks on how to find the right person, marry the right person?
How to find the right person to marry you? Well, if it's a professional officiant, at least they will know exactly what to do, but have the right chemistry with this person. This person is, you know, a big part of your lives for, you know, the ceremony time, but also in building that ceremony. You want to be able to really relate to that person. You want them to understand your values, your philosophies, who you are, and somebody who can tell your story. So it's a lot about chemistry.
Yeah.
If you're going to, you know, the family member or the friend, find somebody, this is really important, find somebody who is super comfortable speaking in public. Because if they're not, that is a disaster. You know,
yeah, that's a hard one, because some people are outgoing with friends, but they are shy. Like they never public spoke before. So they could totally clam up because it's out of body experience. Like talking in front of, you know, 100 people.
It is. So, and then very often the couple will say, oh, well, our family friend or whoever's officiating, she is a lawyer. They'll know what to do. And I'm like, no, not necessarily. You know, they still need to be coached on this is, you're not litigating a case. This is a different totally. Scenario.
Yeah. You know? Here's my TED Talk. Here's my PowerPoint presentation.
Not right. That. Yeah. It's not a marketing presentation. It's not, you know, so it's a different thing. So find somebody who's super comfortable. That's an important. Yeah.
Interesting question. Is there anything like vendors could do, like wedding photographers or DJs, to make the ceremony better?
From my vantage point, something a photographer could do that very often they don't, when that couple is saying their vows to each other, get in close up on their faces, because those moments can be just captured so beautifully. So that's my one little tip. To wedding planners, very often to them, the ceremony is not important. It's, you know, it's getting that cocktail hour going. It's getting that music and, you know, the first dance and the catering and all of that. But help me prioritize the ceremony to your clients. That is my one request or tip. for a wedding planner.
Oh, I love that. Is there something your daughter did for your wedding that was unique? You said she's like a comedian, but is there maybe something that our listeners that are listening, like the couples, could incorporate in their ceremony that's kind of cute or quirky?
Not necessarily, unless you have a millennial marrying you, because she was up there all of like 25 years old, and she was super honest. She said, I've never really been in a long-term relationship, and why I'm standing here marrying my mom is beyond me.
Oh, that's funny.
It was cute, but usually it's not somebody that young marrying you. So I wouldn't say anything that my daughter did necessarily is something that I would recommend. But, you know, I think when I coach a family member or a friend, it's very much about the story, your story. After you've welcomed everybody, you're up there saying, hi, I'm Carissa, and I'm standing here because I've known my niece Sally since she came out of the womb, and I've watched her grow up, and blah, 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 blah. That story, those 3 or 4 minutes, is really important. Mm. And you want that, whoever's telling your story, you want them to be so engaging. You want them to hold that audience. Mm. It's holding the crowd like an actor does.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, you know, you've got to have those guests in the palm of your hand for those 20, 30 minutes, whatever your ceremony is. So that's why finding the right person to marry is so important.
Wow. It really is about the word said. My wedding on Saturday, their, you know, wedding venue got canceled for the Wafers Chapel. So they did it at this church, and it was definitely no Wafers Chapel, but she said her vows. She's a white girl, but she said her vows in Spanish. All his family Spanish speakers. And he said it with so much passion. She really captivated the crowd with like her emotions and her eye contact. Aww. And everyone was crying, even the people that couldn't understand her. It was just so powerful. The hugs, the love, her sister was hugging her in tears after. And it was such a beautiful, beautiful ceremony.
You're giving me goosebumps.
You could do that in the parking lot and it would be just as good. Like it was that powerful. I'm excited to share with you all about our first Get a Heck Yes sponsor, 17 Hats. I've been using this CRM company for over a decade, and I've been referring them to all my frienders for all this time. I always know when I'm going to get paid, and most importantly, I get paid. So here is a question. What is holding you back? What's keeping you from finding success as a small business person? It's not passion. The fact that you're listening to my podcast shows that you're eager to learn and get better. Know what holds you back is all the chaos of business, paperwork, mailed invoices, and no systems to handle it all. That's where 17 Hats comes in. 17 Hats is a better way to manage your small business. It's an all-in-one platform that streamlines everything from lead capture to client communication to click and you're done automated invoices. 17 Hats paves the way for success you deserve by giving you back hours in your day. Find what success looks like for you with 17 Hats. Get started for free at 17hats.com and use my code HECKYES, and it's going to give you guys 50% off your first annual membership. How amazing is that? So now that you're all organized in 17 Hats, I have one more quick commercial, but this is really going to change your life, and it's with Kickstart Accounting. Go to episode 131, check out the podcast all about how to change your finances. So yeah, ever since the podcast, I signed up for Kickstart Accounting, and wow, so much peace of mind in my finances. So if you are a wedding pro looking to streamline your financial processes and gain clarity on your business financial health, I have the perfect solution for you. Kickstart Accounting Inc. offers specialized bookkeeping services designed by entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Their services are tailored to women-owned businesses, focusing on providing clear, accurate financial records, allowing you to focus on what you do best, growing your business.
I invite you to book a discovery call with Kickstart Accounting. The link is in the show notes. Mention Heck Yes. And yeah, they are going to get your finances in order so you can continue to scale and succeed. Back to the show.
You see, that's the magic. They created magic with their ceremony, you know, and that's what I'm always trying to do. My goal is always to create magic, yes. You know, in however way I can, you know, because that's so beautiful what you just described.
Let's put on our marketing hats a little bit, business hats instead of emotional hats. But how did you get your clients in the beginning and your leads? And how did you make this, you know, probably this divine thing happen and come to fruition? Yeah.
You know, starting out was really rough. I had no idea what I was doing. And I did a lot of free work. Anybody I knew who was getting married or wanted to do their, you know, just starting out with friends. And then I did an email marketing campaign introducing this new business. And from my corporate life, I had a mailing list of like 12,000 people.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, there was a lot of work that came out of that first email. And then because I was in public relations, I had a lot of press contacts. And within the first couple of months of starting out, Martha Stewart Weddings did 2 stories on me. Brides did a story. Wall Street Journal did a story. And that was only because of the contacts I had from my previous life. So that's sort of how I got going. And then, you know, my main goal really is always to reach wedding planners because those are my best leads.
Wow.
So it's just a continual outreach, which I still do.
Yeah. They say people that know PR rule the world, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
What's your best PR hack that maybe people don't know because, you know, I'm not in PR. I don't know anyone else in PR.
So wedding PR is so different than the PR I used to do. And I don't think there are that many actual publicists who specialize in wedding vendor PR, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
So you have to, as a vendor, you have to pitch yourself. How do you do that? I don't really have the key to it. It fell in my lap, to be perfectly honest. I was not writing to the writer in Brides Magazine saying, hey, I've got this new blah, blah, blah. You know, they're not paying any attention. But it was the fact that I got press originally just kept, you know, Vogue, I just did a huge feature in Vogue like 2 months ago. And they came to me because they read some other piece of press. So it just kind of snowballs.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how to get it.
No, that's a really good story. It's almost like when you have a business with a really cool story behind it, it's more likely to get good PR. I think even just like you got to thank your hubby for the proposal story because
I know
that's kind of like the thing that like lit everything up. So.
And I think, I mean, for most wedding planners and photographers, it's about getting that wedding published. Right.
Yeah.
It's all about that.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking to get a wedding published. So I don't know how that works. I've never tried to get a wedding published. It's not my thing. You know, I just want my story or my business so it's very different, but you know, you want to get into Style Me Pretty. You want to get in, you know, you want your weddings published. So it's a totally different ball game.
Yes. Okay. Last question before rapid fire questions. This is just more mindset, speaking to the hearts of wedding pros. Anyone feeling a little down, maybe they're struggling a little bit to make their business turn into their dreams. They listen to my podcast thinking, oh, it's so easy for everyone. It's so easy for Tanya to just make it happen. Like, but it's not happening for them. What would you say to them to do something today to just, I don't know, get out of their heads and make it happen?
You have to hustle. you have got to be willing to just hustle nonstop. If, you know, starting a new business, for anybody out there, it's not easy. It is not easy, but you can't give up. If it's something you truly believe in, you know this is what you belong, that this is what you're meant to do, then just make as many connections as you can. And, you know, in terms of wedding pros listening to this, joining WIPA is a great organization to meet other vendors and, you know, really get in there. And so joining wedding associations, I think, is important. And attending networking events and, you know, you just keep meeting people and getting yourself out there and being on podcasts like yours.
Yeah. You got the good name that you can't forget for sure.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. So that was great. Rapid fire questions. Three of them. First one is best mother daughter advice for me.
For you?
I have two daughters.
How old are they?
7 and going to be 4 on Monday.
Oh, so sweet. Wow. Raising girls, you know, I have one of each.
Mm.
Very different to raise. Be a friend. Mm. Not now. You're a mom. Much later. To establish a friendship where they're not scared to come to you with anything. My daughter has been so open with me from losing her virginity to whatever it is. She has never held anything back.
Wow.
So it's actually creating a safe space.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool. Okay. Second question in a nutshell, what was it like growing up in Belgium?
Living in Europe, and I go back a lot. I go back for work and I go back personally because I'm European and I married a Dutchman. Mm. So he's comes from the Netherlands, which is right next door to Belgium. You know, go figure how to find that. But
no, seriously.
So we go back a lot. I think the lifestyle anywhere in Europe is so much healthier. It's so much calmer. I mean, people work hard, but no one's working on weekends. No one's emailing on weekends. In France, it's against the law.
Yeah, I heard that. Emily and Paris.
Right, exactly. I love that. I can't wait for that show to come back. So, you know, it's just a much healthier lifestyle. And growing up, I mean, I lived there until I was 12. So I was a young kid. But going back now, as often as I do, it's an easier life in so many ways. Yeah.
Wow, that's so special. Dang, LA and New York.
Busy. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, last question before we tell everyone where to find you and your little discount for our listeners. But, you know, your hubby, made in China, ring, ring, proposal, deny. What was the last proposal that you finally said yes?
Well, it was when he had the real ring. And we went to Paris for Thanksgiving. And I did not know when the ring was going to be ready. I just, you know, I kept expecting more of these made in China rings. And in Paris, he did. It was the real thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you could tell, right?
I could tell. I mean, out of this box comes exactly what I had envisioned. But I had only envisioned it to see it in real life, what I had created, or not, I didn't make it, but envisioned was an amazing moment. Really amazing. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, this conversation was really cool and it really flowed well. But tell everyone where to find you, how to work with you, and a little discount for our Heck Yes listeners.
Of course. So the website is thevowwhisperer.com. Instagram, The Vow Whisperer, TikTok, everything, The Vow Whisperer, and email is Tanya@thevowwhisperer. Can't get any easier than that. And I would love to offer your listeners, let's say the first 5 couples who mention you, I'd like to give them 20% off of all services.
Yay! my clients are going to so hop on that. I have a lot of couples that need coaching. So thank you, Tanya. This is really fun. And I will be referring you as much as I can.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me this week on Get a Heck Yes with Carissa Wu. Make sure to follow, subscribe, leave a review, or tell a friend about the show. Take a screenshot and post to IG. Tag me. Also, don't forget to download my free guide on how to become a lead generating machine. See you next time, wedding pros.